Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't like to spread out on me. Amen. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
How many of y'all are excited about Jesus? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you stand up real quickly with us? And just start to bless the Lord. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Come on, church. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Samani, oh, Sotolaboki, Mahaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
I want you to take a trip with me tonight. Let's do that. Well, praise the Lord. Why don't you open your Bible? And that one over down there, Jesse, let me borrow that one for a second. Glory to Jesus. Thank the Lord. Amen. Go to Mark chapter 11. Verse 22. I want to refresh you guys and try to give you some of the stuff. Very powerful Bible verse here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't he good?
Amen.
This is a very powerful Bible. The first time y'all know that we're honoring Brother Hagin. Amen, who went on to be with the Lord. And the first time I got to meet Brother Hagin, I met him. And I said, give me the verse. And I handed my Bible, and I said, write it in the Bible. Tell me what verse. And he wrote in the Bible, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Somebody say hallelujah. And Peter, calling to remember it, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Somebody say praise the Lord. Glory to God. How many got some unproductive things in your life you wish would just wither away? Hallelujah. And so they saw this fig tree. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. That thing didn't die right away. There are a lot of us that spoke through some things that we just would stop. Amen. And here is God speaking to the tree, and he didn't have to stand there and watch it to make sure it was going to die. He just spoke the word and left the tree alone. And then when he came back, they were walking back through it, and then everybody else, he didn't even have to look at the tree. You know why? Because he knew that the word was good. And he knew that the word of faith worked. Jesus walked right by the tree, not even thinking about it twice. Then Peter said, hey, Master, somebody say glory to God. He saith unto him, Peter calling to remembrance, saying unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed, is withered away. Glory to God. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, some say to you, everybody circle you in your Bible. For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever, somebody say whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Some say mountains and unproductive things. See, we have to think about using our faith to fix some stuff. Come on now. We have to learn. He said, now speak to the mountain, tell the mountain to move. Now, a lot of people are believing to get stuff, to get stuff, to get stuff. But sometimes you got to use your faith to get rid of some stuff. Come on. Sometimes you have to use your faith to get rid of some stuff. You ever had a bad day you needed to get rid of? Come on. Unproductive habits you need to get rid of. Negative relationships you need to get rid of. Come on. Bad jobs you need to get rid of. Come on. So use your faith, but it just keeps coming back. Now he says, for verily I say, and whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, say, don't doubt, in your heart, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things, some say things, not doubting in your heart, not doubting in your heart. See, there are a lot of people that talk a good talk, amen, but on the inside, way deep down on the inside of their heart, they're shaking in their boots. Come on. They're just as afraid. They shout amen and do all this other stuff. But when the, come on, if you could dig way down deep on the inside of your heart, you know, you could tell they don't believe jack squat. Come on. See, you got to believe in your heart. Your heart. You got to have a believing heart in order to see those things come to pass that you've been believing God to do. Somebody say hallelujah. How do you develop a believing heart that trusts God? You got to have peace on the inside about it. Your heart's got to have peace. See, a lot of us want to wait until things get better, amen, before we start to trust God, before we start to step out in faith. Somebody say, but shall not doubt. That means on the inside of your heart needs to be settled. You know that's where the war is. Don't you know that's where the war is? It's not about the things that are going on around you. That's not the war. When you're up against a battle, it's not what the devil's doing in your relatives and in your, come on, the people that you're dealing with. It's not the devil in the bills. Come on. You know, God's going to allow you to fight that thing on the inside. Some say, if you believe inside of your heart. So you got to learn to separate. You got to not allow the devil to touch your heart. See, people can change when they feel like changing, amen, but on the inside of your heart, if you're trying to get something from God or trying to allow God to do something, you got to separate yourself from the situation and from the thing and never doubt. Some say, don't doubt in your heart. Don't doubt in your heart. Some say, thank you, Jesus. You ever seen people that just have a heart that follows hard after God? Their heart's just not going to doubt. You're not going to cause people to lose heart. You ever heard people say, you got heart? Everybody say heart. You got to have some heart. What does that mean? That means a heart that's strong. You've heard the word of God, but on the inside, that way down in my heart, there is no shadow of turning. Amen. I'm going to stick with Jesus, and I'm going to stick by faith. Amen. I don't have to see the circumstance change overnight. Come on. I don't have to have somebody tell me it's going to change overnight. It's nice when they do. Amen. But I can't doubt in my heart. Somebody say, my heart is what makes the difference. See, there are a lot of people that say all the things they want to say. They talk all the talk they want to talk, amen, but way deep down on the inside, the reason why they're not getting their stuff, amen, and the reason why things are not changing, because they have an unbelieving heart, amen. But listen, for verily I say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, some say, speak to the mountain and calm your heart. See, there are a lot of people speaking to a lot of mountains, but they're never calming their heart. See, there are a lot of people talking to the devil, amen, telling them off, doing all this other stuff, praying all night long, but on the inside, their heart is a nightmare. They don't know what they want to do. If it don't work out, I guess I'll do this. I guess I'll do that. Come on, the Bible says don't meddle with people or don't mess with people that are given the change. Come on. People that are always changing up their plan, changing up what they're going to do next, come on. I guess I'll try this. I guess I'll try that. You better leave them folk alone. You know why? The Bible says don't even mess with them. Meddle not with those that are given the change. Come on. Meddle not with those that are given. I'm not looking for a new plan. I'm going to stick to God's plan. I don't care how long it takes to get here. I'm sticking with God's plan. My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. Amen. I'm going to see God come through. Say my heart. Come on, say my heart. See, you got weary people out there. Come on. If it doesn't come overnight, boy, they're ready to lose it. I don't see this. I don't see that. Well, you don't have what it takes. You're not going to see it. Amen? You got to see it on the inside. Your heart's got to be fixed. And that's how you receive from God. God said, I'm waiting for you to get your heart together, then I'll do something for you. Once you sit right in the middle of it, when it's all going on, right in the middle of the mess. Amen. I'm not going to work it out for a while. You don't have to keep checking to make sure God told the truth. Come on. You don't have to keep checking to make sure God told you the truth. Somebody else brought it. Remember what you said? Amen. Look what it did. Jesus didn't have to look back at the tree. He knew within his heart. Amen. That those things that he says out of his mouth, those things that he believes in his heart without doubting, it's going to happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You ever heard that scripture says an evil heart? Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief or turning from the living God? Somebody say, evil heart. What's an evil heart? Evil is crooked and perverse. Wishy-washy, you know. Come on, wishy-washy. You can't be wishy-washy in faith. I'm not going to pray for people that are wishy-washy. Now, what do you want to do? Come on now. Are you believing for the house or are you not believing for the house? Are you believing for the job or are you not believing for the job? Amen. You don't come to church one week praying for one thing, then the next week praying for another thing. You got to make up in your mind what's the will of God for you to have and stick to it till you get it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Make up your mind and fix your heart and wait. It's not a roller coaster. Amen. I had a guy, one of my roommates at CF and I, and God bless his heart, nearly gave me a nervous breakdown of every week a new career change. Up in Bible school, went from wanting to be a psychologist, amen, then one week, the next week he wanted to be a pipe organist, amen, then the week after that he wanted to go on the mission field. And I was always praying for this guy till I got in the word said, don't meddle with people, amen, that are given the change. You change too much. Come on. That's not a characteristic of God. Amen. God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. Amen. He doesn't change. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, what you doing? The same thing. Somebody say glory to God. I'm sticking to God. My heart is fixed. Because you know, people will try to get you to change up by rearranging the furniture. Amen. They can rearrange the furniture all they want to. Amen. You just got to stand there and say, my heart, oh, I'm so glad I'm living from the inside out. Come on. Instead of the outside in. So you got to learn to live from the inside out and not from the outside in. What's the outside in? Amen. With everything going on the outside starts to affect your heart. Instead of your heart starting to affect the things that are going on around about you. See, my heart should affect my environment. My environment should not affect my heart. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Faith doesn't work when you do that way. You're supposed to be in control. Amen. It says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody say, glory to God. What does that mean? Where is he seated with Christ in heavenly places? And where do you say he's living on the inside of our heart? Heaven's on the inside of your heart. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My heart's fixed. I'm going to see God do exactly what he said he's going to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I'm believing Jesus. Have faith in God. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say it, speak to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You can say it all you want to, then you got to get to the point to where you stop doubting it. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't you know you got to walk through that? After you said all you got to say, amen, you done went to the faith seminar, you done heard me preach it, listened to every CD, glory to God, and you done got your mouth out there on it, amen, and all this other stuff, then what do you do now? What do you do now? Now you got to stand. Well, maybe I didn't say the right thing. Maybe I didn't think the right thing. Maybe he didn't want to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Maybe God didn't really mean it. Amen. I don't see nothing. Amen. Aren't you? No, I'm not. We're not moved by what we see. Glory to God. We're not moved by what we see. God's going to come through. And he'll make up the time. Listen, but shall not, say shall not. I like those shalt nots, don't you? Somebody say shall not. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses told him, amen, thou shalt not commit adultery, y'all, you shall not do all this other stuff, amen. Let me tell you one that Jesus said, thou shalt not doubt in your heart. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall not doubt in your heart in the day of adversity. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord doesn't have any pleasure in people like that. We are not of those that draw back to the perdition and all this other stuff. Glory to God. God doesn't have any pleasure in those kind of people. Faith pleases God. Amen. What makes God happy when they see the storm coming, they stick out there firm in their heart. Amen. I know it's going to work out all right. Amen. I'm not going to let this storm cause me to doubt God. Amen. Say doubt and unbelief. See, we just think it's a lack of faith. That's completely different. Lack of faith is rebellion. Amen. Come on. Come on. Lack of faith is just rebellion and laziness. Amen. Doubt. Say doubt. That's a problem. You know what unbelief is? That really turns God off. Unbelief calls God a liar. When God tells you something and says he's going to do something, amen, say, I guess he's a liar after all. Come on. Doubt. And don't even think you're going to get something. You can sit up here and waste your time until you learn not to doubt in your heart. You're not going to get jack squat. Glory to God. I ain't got it yet. Well, what you complaining about? That's why you don't have it. Amen. Didn't come one week and all of a sudden you upset and discouraged. You done went back to square one. You're not allowed to doubt. You got to say it and not doubt. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to get the doubt out of your heart. You got to get the doubting out of your heart. Amen. But shall believe that those things, somebody say, but shall believe.
But shall believe.
That those things which he saith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, there are a lot of people believing their doubt instead of believing the thing that they should be saying. Somebody say hallelujah. Are you believing what you're saying or what you're seeing? That's faith. Are you believing what you're saying or are you believing what you're seeing? Some of you can't believe what you're saying because you're not saying nothing. Amen. You got to have a confession. If you don't have a confession, you're not going to be able to develop faith. I'm overcoming. I'm victorious. I'm rich. I'm blessed. I have a job. Amen. I'm coming up out of the muck and out of the miry clay. Amen. God's increasing me day by day. Amen.
Amen.
Look at somebody and ask, are you believing what you're seeing? Or are you believing what you're saying? Somebody say hallelujah. You ever heard people sit up there and you can tell nobody, they're not going to get nothing by what comes out of their mouth. Get there and talk. All they talk just unbelief, doubt, unbelief and doubt. Amen. They hear the good word of faith. Amen. Their response to the word, message of faith is belief and doubt. Well, I doubt that. Come on. I doubt that. I doubt that. Well, I don't know about that. Come on. Well, I don't know about that one yet. Let me go research that. You know how many people have still been stuck? That pool by that man beside the pool that was waiting to get healed. Amen. And Jesus said, now listen, get up. He said, well, hold on. But